It's 3 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria and Rustenburg 30, Tannin 29 degrees.
Info, Witbank Highway westbound. There's been a crash before the Watermeyer Street exit, and obviously there's queuing traffic there. More queuing traffic, Central Joburg. There's been a crash on the M1 southbound near the Crown Interchange.
Tshwane has a new mayor. Action SA's Nasipi Moya has been elected as mayor by her fellow councillors. She received 122 votes. Cliff Shiko reports.
Dr. Nasipi Moya's election was endorsed by the ANC and supported by the EFF and other smaller parties. Moya is the former deputy mayor in the city under the previous mayor. She will now have to appoint a mayoral executive committee that is reflective of the multi-party coalition government. In her acceptance speech, Moya said she will not be an Action SA mayor, but the mayor to all residents. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News in Pretoria.
Now, like so many executive mayors before her, the newly elected executive mayor of Tshwane made this appeal to the city council.
I humbly ask that we put our political differences aside. I say this fully appreciating the dire straits in which our city finds itself. I'm not here to continue the assignment of blame and political point scoring. I'm here to commit to you that we as councillors together can claw it back.
During her acceptance speech, she also made these promises to the residents of Tshwane.
Financial discipline, balanced with a sense of fairness and duty to our fellow residents. I vow to decisively deal with corruption and the corrupt elements who threaten to scupper our renewed efforts and keep us on the decline. I want to encourage officials to work dutifully to fulfill their constitutional mandate to provide services that communities deserve. They have our unconditional support.
Now, Professor of Political Sciences at UNISA Terkotse says the new mayor of Tshwane is in a relatively weak position because Action SA has a small delegation in the city council.
These parties that are the bigger part obviously want to have also receive most of the credit for what is being done. So what Action SA or she through the Action SA can do is therefore only of a limited nature.
In other news, the South African National Taxi Council says it has multiple concerns on the Ikamva electric minibus taxi, which is set to launch next year. The electric minibus taxi is designed by Go Metro. Here's the council spokesperson, Rebecca Patla.
The leadership of the taxi industry learned that the cost of that taxi is much higher. We are concerned about the expertise that is required for whenever this vehicle has a mechanical challenge, because it's a new technology. What are the costs that are going to have to be thought of for one to be able to sustain and operate with this vehicle?
And finally, Sherlock Holmes fans are being promised the most authentic depiction of the fictional detective with the restoration of a century-old silent film series. Audiences will be treated to a first glimpse of the restored works from the early 1920s next week at the London Film Festival screening. It will be accompanied by a newly commissioned live score of the Royal Academy of Music Performances. I'm Chanel September, Netviri with me is the Air Action SA's Nasi.
Well. Can I add a breaking story?
Yes.
Yay! The Proteas women have clopped the Scottish women at the T20 World Cup. Proteas scored 166/5 in their 20 overs. Scotland women just 86 runs.
Lovely.
86. So what does this mean? Well, it means that the log at the ICC Women's World Cup is getting a little bit crazy. The table for our group, which is Group B, means that we are still, in second place behind England women who beat us the other day. One more game coming up. It's going to be happening on Saturday, 4 p.m. It's Proteas Women versus Bangladesh. Win that one, ladies, and we're through to the semis.
Yay!
Doggy Chanel, Lackadoff Fantasy. Further details on the new